Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We have a very special show tonight. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and I'm going to be joining our CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, on tonight's show. But before we do that, we want to give you a brief update on just a few of our guests tonight. We have a comedian, Antonio Rucker, who is a guest on the show tonight. We have Stevens J. Carter, who is the director of the International Peace and Art Center. And we also have the fabulous, the wonderful Shailene Atanasio. I hope I didn't mess that up too bad. We're having a wonderful show tonight. Mr. Collins, what do you think about that?
I love having a wonderful show. It's just been an exciting day all day here at Punch. It's been like a very, 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 very busy day. I think we've had so many calls come into the office in regards to our IPO and what we're doing. It's just been like a completely awesome day. You know, and I got to tell you, what a day, what a difference a day makes. You know, and now we've got such a fabulous show tonight, all these wonderful entrepreneurs on the show and people in business and doing great and wonderful things. And so I just think it's completely and totally awesome. Totally, totally awesome.
It is awesome. It is awesome.
So why don't we get started here? I've been chomping at the bit today just to get started. You know, I'm just been like really, really happy about just about everything that's going on today. I've just been really, really happy. And so I have to tell you, you know, today is just one of those days where we have just really been just really kicking butt today. Today has been a really kick butt day. Everybody knows that we're selling stock in our company here at Punch at $1 per share. And that's just really awesome, and I can't tell you how thankful I am that we are being embraced by the community all across the country, and it's just been completely and totally awesome. So we've been moving stock. We've been like it's just been just like a wonderful day. I can't even tell you how much is going on today. It's just been like, wow. And now already we're on to our radio show, and I can't believe like it's already like 6 o'clock. Have you ever had a day like that where you're like, wow, I can't even believe it's like already 6 o'clock, you know? I can't even believe it. I'm just like running all day long. And so I'm so happy to have such fabulous guests who are joining us tonight. And I think we should get right to our guest. What do you think?
We're going to get right to our guest. You definitely built the excitement. But before we do that, let's talk again about running.
What do you want to know? Tell me what you want to know.
Let everyone know that you are going to be in studio tonight. You're not finished running. You're going to be in
studio. I'm on the radio tonight in Los Angeles. On K-Day Radio. Is it K-Day Radio? Is it K-Day?
I'm
on the radio show.
93.5.
I'm on the radio. Not 93.5. I'm on 1580 a.m. tonight. So I'll be on that radio show tonight. So it's going to be just like we're going to rock it tonight, and that's going to be a little bit later tonight. And I'm like really, really happy that people, they just want to talk to us and really get into our minds and really see how we're doing Our goal is to make movies and tell stories about people's lives that ordinarily would never get told, and to really bring those stories to life and really have a platform in which to make those stories live and breathe and live again and breathe again and do all those great things that we want to do as filmmakers and as a studio and as storytellers. And just doing those great things are just really, 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 really completely awesome. And I'm just super excited. I'm super excited that we're being embraced. Punch TV has been embraced all across the country, and I'm just like, wow, what's next? What's next? What's next? What's next?
That's what everyone wants to know, what's next.
So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So I don't know what to tell you next. So I'm just ready to get into this show tonight, and I'm ready to make it happen.
Wonderful, wonderful. So our first guest is Mr. Stephen J. Carter, director of the International Peace and Art Center in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Well,
how are you doing,
Stephen J. Carter? Welcome to the Punch Bowl.
Well, thank you for having me as a part of your program.
You're more than welcome. We're incredibly
excited to have the opportunity. When it came across my communication platform, my eyes and eyebrows, you know, perked up and said, certainly the approach that you're taking on is not the tried and true proven path, and I was excited about that because that's certainly how I like to live.
wonderful, I love it. I've actually never met a man whose eyebrows perked up. I need to do that. How do you make your eyebrows perk up? I want perky eyebrows. How could I get that?
When you're doing things like you're doing, I think you'll have a number of folks eyebrows perking up, because I congratulate you on your vision.
Thank you.
And I, you know, with the mass assault of information that comes past each and every one of us every day, you know, some things you decide you have to pay attention to, and some things you say you get back to. So the fact that you and your activity and your campaign holds the attention of someone like me, not to say I'm anything different than anybody else, but it held my attention to the point where I'm even on your program right now as a testimony that you're doing great things.
Well, thank you so much. Well, tell us about your center and what you guys do there.
Quite interesting. As I read all your information, I went to your all your public information and saw some profiles there with you, with Jamie Foxx and some other folks that I've had contact with. The center itself is based here in the city of Oakland, which has a strong history of public protest, pro and con.
Right.
The International Peace and Arts Center was started in 2010. It's a very grassroots organization, developed from my wife and myself. My background is in the arts. I'm a national, internationally recognized artist. And my wife's an educator, head of a fairly prominent private school. And our union of over 20-plus years has been forged because we understood a couple of things that, you know, we just enjoy great people and making the world better. We realize that you know, part of our beauty together is that's the activity that makes us happy. So, hailing from Washington, D.C., when we moved out here and bought a small commercial property in Oakland, we figured how can we move forward, allowing her to realize her professional goals and then what would allow me to realize my professional goals here on the West Coast.
Right.
So, we decided to put together a platform where we provide an atmosphere that facilitates peace and harmony through the arts. What we do is we offer workshops, exhibitions, performances, classes, training programs that all foster well-being through positive human interaction. And it simply encapsulates, you know, everything that Carol and I are all about. I do it through my artwork. As a former, you know, college professor, you know, I realized very similar to what you're doing, I needed to go outside of the tried and true and create something that I think is going to, A, you know, give us a inner satisfaction, allow us to be who we are between each other, and help each and every individual we come in contact with the way we want to be able to help them, and that's through the arts. So
today, that's awesome. Now, what kind of artist are you? Are you a picture artist or a music artist?
I'm a visual artist. I'm a visual artist. I've taught at three universities: Carnegie Mellon, the Pennsylvania College of Technology, award-winning artist. But you know,
what is a visual artist? I've actually never heard of. I just never heard of that before. What is a visual? You do digital
painter. Under that umbrella, paintings, sculptures. I have public pieces in a number of states, commissions. I've done work. I have three museum shows under my belt. That's the minor part of it. The International Peace and Arts Center is the bigger picture. To cut the chase on a few things, our next big project that we're planning under the International Peace and Arts Center is we put out a program where we're inviting over 100 artists to design parasols, what we call parasols for peace, where once they're accepted, they will send in a parasol that they design with the theme of peace that will be installed in a 2,000 square foot room in the shape of a peace sign hanging from the ceiling.
Wow.
And from my experiences, once you witness something like that, it's very similar to going to visit the Vietnam Memorial. You're just silent.
Wow.
I thought I would take a baby step with that project, which has given me a lot of hurdles to get past.
Wow.
I figured that baby step, and once that's completed, we plan to replicate that same project on the Smithsonian Mall. On the mall. But this wouldn't be hanging from the ceiling. It'll be installed in the ground in the shape of a peace sign.
Wow. Now, so how did you get to here? How did you get to what you're doing today? How did you get to there?
How did we get to here? Well, when I first moved out to California in 2010, to make the transition, you know, smoother than the way it was going, I took a small teaching position. I didn't, you know, I've stopped teaching institutionally for other folks and figured we needed to start our own. But I took a small teaching position to help out a friend of mine who was the head of a school. And my students, in conjunction with a colleague of mine, came up with a small little notion titled Pinwheels for Peace. and we did a small pinwheel project with our young students. The size of the installation was about, I would say, about 50 feet by 50 feet. And we installed the pinwheels on the ground. And when the parents came to witness, well, number one, the students are always enthusiastic, but when the parents came and they witnessed the installation, the faculty came and witnessed the installation, and everyone, including myself, who witnessed the installation, basically were just silent as if a spirit had taken over them. And when I experienced that, I said, oh, my God, if we did this on a professional level, we would be facilitating everything we want to facilitate under the International Peace and Arts Center. So it,
That was easy.
I wish I could say that moving forward to get this thing to happen is as easy, because it hasn't been. Like, for example, we had an artist who submitted, and we have artists from all over the globe who are submitting designs now.
And I had my design. I submitted a design.
And did you?
I did. I submitted a design. They call it the Mona Lisa. I'm trying to get that reapproved for something.
Did you get that one in there? A recent submission. I love it.
And we're
going to
take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back after these phenomenal messages. And we're going to be right back with our guest.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American-owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Not in the bookie.com. Sheepa, got a question for you. I've been waiting to ask you this question all day.
All weekend?
Huh? All day, just all day, all day, all day, all day.
Just all day.
I've been waiting to ask you this question all day. And that question is, do you, Nabuki?
Yes, I do. I actually just Nabuki like 5 minutes ago when I posted
Nabuki,
that
like
the radio show. Actually, it's more like 25, but, you know, who's counting?
Okay, well, cool. Well, I Nabuki too, but I just viewed my Nabuki. I didn't actually Nabuki with my fingers, you see. I just used it. So everybody, visit our sponsor, Nabuki.com, N-A-B-U-K-I-E, Nabuki. So we're on with this great artist, and we're going to got some other guests coming up in just a few moments, but we got this great artist on the line. Can you tell everybody, how can they reach you or get involved in your organization?
They can go to, the best way at this stage is simply to go to our website, which is www.internationalpeaceandartcenter.com.
Great. Do you have a link from Nabuki to there? I'm just saying, I'm just throwing it in there.
Well, From this point forward, I'm impressed enough to the point where I'll be glad to put it on there.
Okay, great. Give it to them again, because I know I kind of cut you off there. Give me your website.
www.internationalpeaceandartcenter.com. internationalpeaceandartscenter.com.
And you have a phone number.
Everything's listed on there that they'll need. I will tell you that my administration is always on my case about, you know, getting up to speed on all the new IT platforms, and I'm a little resistant to that, but there's more than enough linkage there to put you in the right direction. Our Parasols for Peace project information is all on there as well.
Great, wonderful. Thank you for joining us on tonight's show. And we're going to move on to our next guest right here. Shrifa, who do we have next in the punch bowl?
We have a lady who actually needs no introduction. No, but we're going to give it to her, okay?
We're going to give it to her. Is she single?
Right.
She's single?
I don't know. We haven't gotten there.
Is she rich? Because, you know, I need rich and single. That's what I'm looking. I'm sorry, my bad.
You know, do me off.
Okay, go ahead. Introduce the lovely author.
He is
I'm not saying anything. I'm not going to say any word. I'm not going to say anything else. I'm hanging out right now.
Chilene is her name.
Her name is
she's
her name?
A real estate investor, Chilene. She's the author, filmmaker,
Chilene.
Producer, actress.
Oh, she's Asian. Ooh, I like Asian. Chilene.
She was Asian.
Chilene.
Chilene.
Is that not Asian?
I'm Filipina, actually.
See, I told you. Yeah, it's Filipino, not Asian.
You know what? It is Asian, and at the same time, I feel like I have not always been in that category.
Exactly. I can understand that. I can relate to that. I can totally relate to that. Well, welcome to the Punch Bowl tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very honored to be on the show.
Oh, great. Well, tell us, what are you working on? Tell us about your book. What's going on?
Oh, I'm excited to share. Thank you again for this opportunity. So I am an actress. And I have been acting for probably over 10, 15 years now. I started out modeling.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I knew she was cute. A name like Chilene, that means you cute. That's the definition of cute, Chilene.
Well, you're sweet. Well, you know, I started out, actually, I graduated from Berkeley with a degree in political science, and I thought I was going to go into politics or education or law school. But I was also modeling part-time and ended up acting more full-time. And
wow.
It just kind of, obviously I got bit by the acting bug. But I always thought I was going to go into education, but I used the power of acting for personal development. So my book is called Act From the Inside Out, Powerful Acting Tools to Transform Your Real Life. And it was a real way for me as a Filipina growing up in a, you know, very beautiful community, but also very sheltered in terms of, you know.
Now, where did you grow up? South Central?
I grew up in Daly City, California, which is
Daly City, California?
Yes.
Shreve, have you ever heard of the Daly City?
Yeah.
Actually, your guest from San Francisco would know Daly City. It's in the Bay Area.
Is that right? Okay, it's in the Bay Area.
I don't know if it still has this reputation, but back in the day, it was known as Little Manila, little Filipino town, because I grew up in a predominantly Filipino community. So my whole journey with acting was using it as a way to explore life outside of my comfort zone and my family, because,
right.
You know, we have big families.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I
love
acting.
That's what I heard.
I love acting, you know, not only as a career, but my book actually teaches people, non-actors, how to use the power of acting tools to create their ideal life roles. And
that's pretty cool.
Myself,
I like that. What's the name of your book?
It's called Act From the Inside Out, Powerful Acting Tools to Transform Your Real Life.
Acting Inside Out. I like that.
Yes. And I've kind of used it in my own story, like in terms of being a businesswoman and owning my own business and being a filmmaker with a production company as well. So I'm excited to be talking to you because I am making films and content. So I think we have a lot to collaborate on.
Oh, wonderful. We love that kind of thing. That we love. See, we're already falling in love. We're filmmakers in love.
I like it.
In love.
Shalene. Yeah. So...
your book and acting, you've been doing a lot. You have a lot going on. You're in real estate. You're in investing.
I'm actually one.
Yes. Yes. Actually, part of that journey for me has been, really, I'm a single mom, and I do have a boyfriend, but, I'm still a single mom and an entrepreneur.
Hey, I'm going with you.
I'm 100% entrepreneur, so I've really had to develop myself as a businesswoman and investing, building wealth through real estate, mastering, in terms of working with investors for investment projects. So I also hold a position with a capital company as a chief investment officer where I capital raise as well as work on real estate investment projects.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful. Specifically real estate. You should explore that whole entertainment investment project. TV studio that's having an IPO for $1 a share.
What?
And they're selling
exactly.
60 million shares, and you know a lot of people. So I'm trying to just...
Yeah. Well, one thing I have learned from this election is that building your wealth through real estate is the way to go. Because you could become president of the United States.
You could become president of the United States.
Isn't that right?
That is true. I've seen it happen, actually.
Yeah.
I actually saw that happen. I was sitting at home rooting for my favorite candidate, and the real estate mogul won.
Exactly. And, part of everything I'm telling you is I definitely am on this prosperity revolution. I want to work through my filmmaking, through my books, through educating people how to build their wealth through real estate, to build their own prosperity and, be in control of their own economy. So I'm really excited about that. And that's kind of the kind of content, aspirational content that I like to create with my producing projects.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Very nice. What was your last project about, your last film you did?
Well, actually, right now I'm working on a web series, and I have this very new but innovative program based on my book where I take a cast of student actors through an 8-week program, and it culminates into the web series Hopes and Dreams, and it's all about taking them not only as actors and talent, but teaching them to be the CEOs of their own brand. And it culminates into a web series where they all, we follow the lives of these different characters as they are going after their hopes and dreams. And we, we follow their triumphs as well as their failures, as well as, the different challenges they might come across in achieving their hopes and dreams. And it is part of a larger movement for me, just keeping that, the hopes and dreams alive all over the world.
Well, you got to keep hope alive. Keep hope alive.
Yes, definitely. I'm all about that.
Well, that's really wonderful. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to know from, an acting and entertainment perspective, some of your thoughts on the Punch TV Studios IPO.
You know what? I love it. I mean, I am a filmmaker, and as you guys know, in different times in your career, being an entrepreneur, being a filmmaker, doing it by yourself can be,
daunting.
Seem like a big mountain. Yeah, daunting and at times discouraging and at times, you think you want to give up. But, the great thing about artists is that when they do collaborate, I think they create even bigger magic together. So I'm really excited about everything you're doing. I'm looking forward to exploring more ways to work together and create win-win situations. I'm all about win-win situations. So
that is so cool. We are too. And that's why that the filmmakers that are shareholders in Punch, they'll get a chance to use our money to develop their movies and their projects. That's one of our goals, is really to empower the independent filmmaker, and we intend to provide budgets up to $100,000 per project for our filmmakers. And so I think that's really you know, something to just think about, you know, and we've been really spreading the word so that you don't have to be out there. We work with a lot of name actors, so we work with a lot of celebrity actors. I mean, just almost everybody you could possibly imagine in our circle one way or another. And so we work with those actors, and it's just amazing the things that we can do by us all collaborating and working together. And that's what it's really all about. We all come together and we achieve a greater goal together. And that's what makes me so excited. And that's what's got my, that's what got my motor running. You know, that's what's got me in the punch bowl. For sure.
I see what you mean.
For sure. So we're going to take another quick, go ahead. I'll let you finish.
No, I was going to say that definitely, all of that sounds amazing. And I, you know, I know what it's like. Like I said, I was packaging a film, but to do it by yourself and then to keep have people that you collaborate with makes a big difference.
Cool. Absolutely. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back after these fabulous, awesome, and stupendous messages.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
All right, Nabuki, we want to encourage you to visit Nabuki. Us on Nabuki and put your casting notices or whatever you're doing like that, put it on Nabuki and put it on Nabuki and let people know about what you're doing and let us share it all over the place. And if you got a book, please post your book on Nabuki for sale. I want to just encourage you to do that. We're looking for book writers and authors to put their books on Nabuki and let us help you sell your book and get your book out there all over the place. It's one of the things we do. It's one of the great things about having a television network under our belt, and we have a TV network, and we reach about a little under 10 million homes every day on our little network. And I'm really excited about that. And so we're promoting Nabuki on our TV network. And you can, you know, ride the wave right there and let people know about who you are and what you're doing and how you're getting it done. So, Sharifa, how are you feeling tonight? I didn't get a chance to ask you that.
Yeah, I know. I felt a little ignored, a little left out.
I did kind of leave you out there a little bit. So how you doing?
I am doing amazing. I'm doing amazing. Today was an awesome day. We had so many, I think we're scheduled now from now into eternity. So today was really busy. It's just a busy day, busy Monday.
Yeah, how I'm really doing? Good. And I'm doing fine. How your mama doing? How's she doing?
Oh, she doing good. She sends her
how
love.
Your daddy doing? Your
daddy
doing good?
He sends his love.
He's doing good. Okay, good. How Pookie, man? Pookie doing good?
Pookie ain't came by. You know, I need that child
Pookie support. Ain't came by. Ooh, Pookie ain't came by. What about Bebe now? You seen Bebe lately? I'm just trying to check in with you.
Not lately. Not lately. But can you just imagine or just think about some of the guests that we had just today? We still have another guest who will be on in a couple of minutes. But
I wonder if that guest seen Bebe now.
No, he might have. He might, because he brings the ruckus.
I don't know if he saw Bebe now. He might not have seen Bebe now.
He might have missed him. One of the top underground comedians in L.A. So
How do you be the top underground comedian? How do you be the top underground?
Just roll
with it.
Is that
an oxymoron?
No, it's not.
I have to roll with it. He's the top underground.
He's one of the top.
Is he on top of the ground or is he under the ground? Which one is he? I'm just asking. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just asking.
We have quite a few underground comedians, from Mike Sandoval, the white Mexican who was on last week. It's a whole group of
I didn't know he was an underground comedian. I thought he was just a comedian on top of the ground.
No.
But I didn't know he was underground doing comedies. I didn't know that. Where is the underground comedy club? Because I need to go there.
Comedy Union, J-Spot.
Okay. Those are underground.
Yes.
Okay, cool. I got you. I'm feeling you now. Because we should be filming those shows for the Punch TV Network, all the stand-up comedy shows and underground stuff. We should be filming that for Punch TV Studios and use it initially on the Punch TV Network. But we're going to get to that, I guess, sooner or later. We're going to get to that. And so I'm so excited right now. How long before your underground comedian comes on the line? How long before that happens?
We have a few moments.
We got a few months. So now we got to wait for the underground comedian to come
on
the
line.
We're
not
waiting. We're waiting for the underground comedian. As a matter of fact, let's just have a moment of silence for the underground comedian. So before we do that moment of silence for the underground comedian. Hey, it was supposed to be a moment of silence. It was going to be a moment of silence for the underground comedian.
Damn.
All right. So listen, it's been just like a really good day today. I mean, I'm feeling in my vibe. I'm feeling I'm feeling it today. I feel my mojo. I feel like my mojo is back today. And I'm feeling it in my mojo. And I'm feeling pretty happy today. And I'm feeling happy today because our phones never stopped ringing all day. They rang all day. I mean, literally back to back all day long today. So that was a really good thing to experience today. That's a really good thing. That's really cool. That means we're really kind of connecting with the people. And people are excited about being able to invest in our company at $1 a share. And become a part owner of the Punch TV Studios, and so I'm really happy about that. Not only that, we have so many guests lined up for our show right now. It's going to be phenomenal for the next weeks right now, because we just got guest after guest after guest after guest after guest that are going to be on our show to tell you about what they're working on, to tell you about their dreams, to tell you about their hopes, to let you know about their books and their organizations that they have coming that they're working on and have developed and stuff like that. And I'm really excited to be able to put that out there like that. So I'm cool with that. Honey, what do you think?
No, I think that's wonderful. But you mentioned your phone was ringing off the hook today. Tell us some of the things that are all day going on with Punch TV Studios. What's new? What's hot? What's happening? What can we look forward to?
Well, right now, I'll tell you what we're getting ready to do right now. I'm actually getting ready to go to Houston, Texas, where we have a TV station in Houston. And we're going to open up our first office away from the main office in Houston. And that's just really exciting to me. I'm really just jazzed about that, because I never thought about having an office in another state and in different things like that without me being there.
So this is going to be the first time where we're going to have us open up our sales office there to promote and sell commercials on our TV station in Houston, Texas. And I'm just like, yay. I'm like, yay. So and I'm just really thankful for that. I'm thankful to all of our initial shareholders who believed in us, and now we're going out here and we're creating this and making this happen. So I'm really thankful for that. We've got new equipment in. Some new equipment came in today, and with that new equipment, we're now going to be able to have commercials just in the Houston area. So if you're in Houston, you're going to see just commercials in Houston. And if you're in one of our other areas, let's say like Jacksonville, Florida, you'll see commercials for Jacksonville in that area, or Columbus, Ohio, you'll be able to see commercials in Columbus that are totally separate from the commercials that are everywhere else. And that's just exciting on a whole nother level. I mean, just super duperly. Is that a word? Super duperly. Excited. I just made that a word. You're going to add that word to the dictionary. It's super duperly excited. It's Nabuki excitement happening. So that's why I'm really excited. I thought that was pretty cool today. I thought it was pretty cool. So before I came on the show tonight, I was actually literally working with our engineer to program equipment that we're going to put over in Houston, Texas, and operate. And so that, I thought it was cool.
Okay, so you're going to have the office in Houston. So you're expanding there. People can already watch Punch TV Studios in the Houston area.
In Houston right now. We're on 24 hours, 7 days a week. If you're in Houston, you can check us out. We're there. If you're in Columbus, Ohio, you can check us out. We're there. If you're in Pensacola, Florida, you can check us out. We're there. If you're in Jacksonville, Florida, you can check us out. We're there. If you're in Beaumont, Texas, you can check us out. We're there. And if you're in Mobile, Alabama, you can check us out. Channel 12.3 in Mobile, Alabama. We're there 24 hours, 7 days a week. And that's just one small part of our company. We're excited about the network, you know, but that's just one small part. Our ultimate goal is to develop television shows and movies that we're going to license all over the world. And that's what's just super exciting to me. Super exciting.
Okay. And one of the things that you're doing, or your vision for the company, is creating movies and television shows from the lives of ordinary people. That's one of the things that you're also doing with the Punch TV Studios radio show. Now, we definitely have callers on the line, people who are listening in. If you'd like to join the conversation, if you have a question you'd like to ask about Punch TV Studios, the Punch TV Studios IPO, please press 1. We'd love to take your questions. You can speak directly with CEO Joseph Collins. So, again, if you're on the line, if you're holding, you're listening, please press 1. We have a guest on the line. Hi, caller. You're on the line. What's your name?
Mom, this is Reverend Ezeoku. I just got an email stating you'd like to interview. My given name is Clarence, and, again, I go by Reverend Ezeoku, Washington, the Weekend Foundation. I just saw a email. I've been opening up my emails from the hollering days, because I really don't celebrate Thanksgiving, but just responding back to the email, also calling in response to the email that was sent to me. I'm responding back to the...
Oh, well, great. Well, you're on the show right now. You just, like, totally came in on the show right now. How are you doing tonight, Reverend?
I am well. I'm just trying to, you know, get all these things together for the Kingdom Day Parade. We just had our fundraiser, Apollo Comes to Lemurk, which was good, trying to deal with the music of the 70s and 60s and with that mindset. But I'm doing quite well after I got back from Ghana, my repatriation back to the motherland in La Sojourner. I'm doing well. I'm feeling quite energized and re-energized. And I tell the folks the metaphor that I experienced, that I left for Ghana on my father's birthday, and came back on my birthday. So
wow.
It was a huge transition. And at the same time, I was induced into the Akan priesthood. My Ghanaian name is Nana Kofi Botri, which means, Nana means chief, Kofi means male born on Friday, and Botri means precious savior. So I was induced in that tradition of Ghanaian.
Well, that's a big name. I like that name. I need a name like that.
Well, I thought
it'd be like Punche TVA Studio A.
Well, Kofi, each day symolizes a name. Like each day in the Khan language is given a day. Like Friday is Kofi. Like Kofi Annan, I mean, he was born on a Friday. So they give the name, the title before, and Nana, I mean, I was induced into the chieftains in terms of being a chief or a spiritual chief in the Khan tradition. And then also Botri means a spiritual name given to me by the Khan people, you know, the Ashanti people, because I sat on the stool and was interned traditionally according to the ancient traditions. And then again, I do embrace Ifa because I got the name Ezioku is a Igbo name, and I do engage in Ifa, which is a different spirituality on the same spiritual tree, and also ordained minister. So again, I deal with the spiritual holistic essence out of Africa, and I do walk according to the path of Ma'at. So I don't want to turn this into a theological discussion in terms of where I'm at, but that's why in the community, you know, and trying to do what we can to make a change. And
wonderful.
I can also share this. People have to understand everything historically is cyclic, and people complain about, and I'm just not making a political statement, but we have to realize 140 years ago, when the downfall, the Reconstruction, was because of the electoral and popular vote. Then again, it was the electoral vote to compromise and put Hayes back in the office and allow him to be president, which allowed him to give power back to the South, which in turn created the Black Codes and Jim Crow. And 140 years later, we have the similar type shenanigans going on. We saw what happened to us once the Reconstruction or the post-Reconstruction period happened and how we moved stepping forth. So this was a symbolic time as far as we as a people, hold a second.
That's basically
we are, you know, in terms of sharing folks. That's why folks have to come together. You there?
As
a community.
So you're saying,
thank you.
Let me just say, I don't know. Let me just say, are you saying that it would have been better had Hillary won? Is that what you're saying?
There's two things you need to look at. Okay.
All
number
right.
one, there's a lot of folks that had a lot of love for the Clintons. And I tell folks two things. Historically, you look at what happened. Number one, and I love Maya dearly, but to have a man who plays the saxophone, smokes some weed, and engaged in fellatio in the White House is not a reflection of a Black image. I have a problem with that. And so given the shenanigans, what happened to us in terms of the Glass-Steagall Act was brought in, the three strikes law that was brought in, the welfare system, we know it was brought in by the Clinton administration, how they ravished Haiti, you know, the resort that they built in Haiti. And so, again, there's a lot of things that, and again, by then creating the NGO in which they gave money to a lot of so-called spiritual leaders, they give money to the churches, so there was a need for the churches to be in alignment with that. So, yeah, I look at Trump because he's rescinding and doing a lot of things very wicked. I mean, you know, so that you go from wickedness to wicked. So the question is still both start with W. So we don't know what's going to happen in terms of what's happened to the community. What's frightening is the fact that we said Mr. Bowles, who comes in, who just got appointed as education, you know, strictly for voucher and for privatization, is not for the benefit of the Black community. People need to wake up. So this is a wake-up call. If we don't recognize to what happened just 140 years ago, suffering from what happened to us for 400 years, we're right back in that cyclic thing. We see that the Black families, we know it today, is totally disciplined. Isn't it strong? I'm 72 years old, and I see how the families have been disciplined. We don't have the same level
You're
of 72? Connection. Yes, ma'am.
I didn't mean to cut you. You don't. I wouldn't have guessed that you're 72. That means you are an elder. You have so much information that we need to hear from you. What we need to do is schedule you for a show and get an opportunity to hear everything that you have to say. But right now, we do have
yes,
to stop for a brief commercial break, and we're going to be right back with you.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years, and for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Wow, this is a great show.
Yes, it is.
Mr. Collins, it was just the two of us. We got so busy that we couldn't even take guests. Tonight, we have all kinds of guests calling in. And tonight,
okay,
we have the wonderful, the fabulous Mr. Antonio J. Rucker. How you doing tonight, Ruckus?
Hey, I'm doing great. How y'all doing?
We are excellent.
Yeah, I hate that I missed the show, but I'm on a slave ship. I heard the gentleman, Mr. Collins, I believe is his name, saying that he was 72. I feel 72 after the weekend I just had in Denver. I had a comedy show out there.
I'm not 72. I'm young. I'm not 72. That's the other guy. He's 72.
Not that 72 is old.
Not that 72 is bad.
Is
don't get
elder.
Me wrong. I helped to get to 72, but today.
I know that's right.
You
so
know,
do I.
I ain't quite 72. Today.
I ain't either, but I hope to get to 72. I feel 72 after doing all that bar hopping I did after I performed in Denver on a Saturday night. Had me out
night,
I was young.
Night.
I'm almost 44, man. I was doing too much, but I'm going to tell you one thing that got me. All I saw was little Caucasian girls, and they just be flinging their hair around. All I could think about was Kobe. I couldn't do it.
Well, thank you for sharing. This show is just going everywhere tonight.
How does Kobe have to do with the white girls swinging their hair around? I'm just curious.
Well, it has to do with that I was in Denver, and that's where he almost got convicted, and his career was almost ruined.
I'm not gonna touch.
I always been scared of white girls anyway, because all they gotta do is call the police, and it's over. So I've always been scared of them anyway, but I just got confirmation in Denver. It was a different feeling. Like, I felt real eerie. So, you know, I kept my heritage in order, and I stayed in my room by myself like I was supposed to.
Uh-huh.
So,
wow.
You know, I'm back on this old 9-to-5 job, so I'm tired of working a regular job. I got about 27 jobs with 3 years of job experience. Something wrong with that picture, right?
Yeah,
I can't keep a job.
I
can get one, but I can't hold it long.
Well, that's what happens when you're an artist. That's what happens when you're an artist.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah, my heart is in another place, man, but I'm a smart enough guy, obviously, to keep paying these bills and matriculate like I'm supposed to and, you know, do what I need to do and let God keep ordaining my steps. So I'm not crazy, but I just can't keep a job. They can't figure out how, you know, I'm articulate and a happy spirit every day. You know, most of the time, demons, of course, don't want you to be happy, so they can't break me. Once they can't break me, they're going to separate me. So it's a cold game.
Yeah, no. They don't. That's for sure. They don't want you to be happy.
No, they want to break you.
They want to suck the happiness out of you.
Exactly.
Are you happy now? You still happy?
Oh, I'm very
happy.
I get paid Friday. I'm really happy.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Well, so we get paid on Friday?
I have a different look on that. I have to pay people every Friday. So I don't know if I'm really as happy on Friday as the people that get paid on Friday.
Well, that makes
know.
A lot of sense, sir.
I don't know.
I do.
I'm happy
today
after Friday.
Friday. So I got two things going. I'm going to Chicago. I got a show Friday and Sunday out in Chicago. So I'm flying out.
That's nice.
Chicago Friday. So I've been nice and busy, man. So I'm real happy about where my career is headed. It looked like things really starting to come together for me.
Congratulations, man. I like to see people be successful. You know, I just really, really like that. I really like to see people make it and come up and just really make it happen, man. I'm really, really, really happy for you, and I congratulate you and all your efforts and everything. We always have quite a few comedians on the show. I mean, we have quite a few comedians. We've had who have we had, Shreve? But we've had Black
Casper. He came
we
in.
We had the white Mexican.
Mike Sandoval.
Yeah, we've had the white Mexican. We had. Yeah. We've had Bubba Loke. We've had who have we had? Anyway, we always have quite a few comedians on board with us, and we're always happy because we know the struggle. You know, I know how tough that is to really break through.
A lot of peaks and valleys, man. More valleys and peaks, but you know you got to stick with it if it's what you really want, right?
Yeah. Now, what makes you keep going? On a serious note, what makes you keeping going?
It's a natural given talent, man. So I've been funny my whole life, honestly. It's just that for about the last 9 years, I've been really pushing my line and really getting out there and doing shows and getting paid, not getting paid. You know, all the things that come with it. But I'm not happier doing anything as far as work wise or in my extracurricular life as I am doing it, being an entertainer. So I know what my passion is and I know what my gift is. So I have a real reason to stick with it.
Oh, that's really, really cool.
Where are you performing in Chicago?
Yeah, because we didn't get no tickets.
I didn't get my tickets.
I didn't get no tickets. He's going to come on our radio show and don't bring us no tickets. I'm like trying to figure it out.
No ticket for the listeners.
We didn't get on the VIP list.
If I brought you a ticket, you going to go to Chicago? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Hey, man, if you brought the tickets, at least I could think about going to Chicago. You know?
Man, I ain't got no time for no thinking about going to Chicago. I ain't got time to be getting tickets if you don't show up.
I probably would go to Chicago, actually.
Oh, okay.
I probably would go to Chicago, actually. I really have some things I want to do in Chicago. Isn't that Rockford, that Illinois, Rockford, Illinois? We just started a marketing campaign. We're like actually all over the radio. Punch TV Studios is all over the radio in Chicago. I mean, we're killing it in Chicago.
Oh, that's
right
what's
now. So I probably would go to Chicago. I got a crew in Chicago. We've been thinking about making a movie together.
Okay.
We're actually working on a script for a movie down there. And so I probably would probably really go to Chicago and hang out. But, you know, it's cold down there right now from what I hear. You know, I hear it's cold down there. So I'm not sure if I want to go to Chicago Sunday. See, that's the problem. I want to go in the summertime.
that's a good answer. That's politically correct. And the only reason why I'm going is because they pay me to go, of course. So there's a reason why I'm going.
I'm going to Chicago to get this money.
I understand.
Well, thank you for joining our show tonight.
Thank you.
I appreciate having you on. I want to thank everybody for being in the Punch Bowl with us tonight. It's been a fabulous show. I want to tell everybody, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. You can become a shareholder in our company for only $1 per share. We're going to do some amazing things in media and in entertainment. Our goal is to generate roughly $500 million to $1 billion in annual revenue by year three of our after we close out the IPO. We're selling 50 million shares at $1 a share. People are buying stock from our company all over America, from across all over America. And it's just like completely and totally awesome, totally, totally, totally awesome. And I'm really
excited, really. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. That has been your host, CEO Joseph Collins. I'm your co-host, Sharifa Hardy. We are here Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific time. You're really, really what, Mr. Collins? Tell us, what are you? We're running out of time.
I am really, really, really excited about everything that's going on. Again, I want to reiterate to everybody, thank everybody for being on the show. Visit our website, Punch TV Studios. Visit Nabuki, N-A-B-U-K-I-E, Nabuki.com. You know, do you Nabuki? So we want y'all to Nabuki with us. And check out what we're doing. We're doing updates. And I want to just send major shout out to everyone that joined us tonight. Good evening and have a wonderful, awesome night.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.